favorite programming on the SoCal Sound. We take care of everything from pickup to paperwork. Your donation will help us provide hand-curated music programming. We make it super easy to get started online at thesocalsound.org. Click support on the homepage.
As the year winds down, take a moment to think about the songs, the stories, and the voices you've enjoyed on the SoCal Sound. Please become a new member, renew your lapsed membership, or make an additional year-end donation to fuel this vital community service. Thank you for giving now at thesocalsound.org.
What's up? It's Mookie. Join me weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. for 2 hours of curated chaos, genre-bending jams, local legends, and everything in between. It's the perfect warm-up before the Matt Pinfield Show. So let's get weird, SoCal, right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On The SoCal Sound.
Wrapped like a mommy under the white bed, hair brown leaves out the top of your head. Little dog stirs, make sure you aren't dead. All in time, and suddenly would have been six, but we made it to five. Worst kind of crash someone could survive. Keep dreaming of you, young kids, a new wife. All in time, and suddenly. I never could explain myself, the hurt that I feel, the hurt that I cause. And when I turn to face myself, this hurt that I feel, the hurt that I eyes, you were the firstborn. Just 17 when I said I'd be yours, with all of my mind and without cause. Those arms came swinging as if from the black. Learned to shift your weight away from glass till you got tall enough to start hitting it back. All in time, and suddenly you always could. My arm just won't lift the phone. Keep saying the words till they're part of my bones, like a backwards prayer or gentle command. Some days I hate you so much I want you back. Can only hold what's mine and you what is yours. Is that the urgent meaning of divorce? To separate yourself or shatter into foam? Some days you fall away. All in time and suddenly, all in time and suddenly, all in time and suddenly.
seriously, how beautiful is that song? That is Madison Cunningham. The song is Mummy, and that's off her new album, which is called Ace. We're going to be doing an album dive into that next week. She is a Grammy winner. She won for Best Folk Album for her album in 2023, which is called Revealer. She's also, she's worked with probably like 10, it's probably more, 10 huge artists. Who everyone's just in love with her. She's worked with Lucy Dacus, Mumford & Sons, Harry Styles.
Wow.
John Mayer, many, many others. So that's going to be a great record to dive into. Jason Friday, what's up?
Hello. I love her voice is great, obviously, her guitar playing. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
I cry myself to sleep at night.
All right, we just got to see Grizzly Bear. There's so many bands reuniting. It's such a magical time.
It really is.
So Grizzly Bear had been on pause. They hadn't played a show in 6 years. They've done, I think they're just doing a couple handfuls of shows. They played in New York, but they played in Los Angeles last night at the Shrine. Your first time seeing the band. I feel like I've seen them play the Greek, if I remember correctly, which is one of the most beautiful places to see. The Shrine, parking's not fun. Parking wasn't fun, and it was $45.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. I mean, the Shrine's cool because it's old school. It's an old school auditorium.
Beautiful.
We've both have seen multiple shows in both rooms. You know, the other room there, we saw PJ Harvey. I saw Thrice there. It's like a very
Radiohead.
Rectangular. And well, at the Shrine, the main room, we saw Radiohead. The
There's
other
another
room?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I know about another room.
Yeah, that's where we saw PJ Harvey.
Oh.
It's that rectangular, very long, like a vent hall, it looks like.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just unique being there. And so anyways, Grizzly Bear, I don't know much about their catalog at all. And
this is beautiful. Their harmonies.
Their harmonies,
so nice.
The musicianship, they're very, very talented, very solid.
I thought
very
they would
humble.
Be way more emotional about playing their first shows
yeah.
in 6 years. And also, I believe their first show in LA, they said every member has lived in LA.
At one time, they all lived there at the same time.
I thought it was different times.
For a short stint, he said.
Yeah. I thought they've all lived there at some time.
Maybe that's what it was.
Who knows what facts are anymore?
I don't know what facts are. Let's look up the internet.
So this is one of their most popular songs, but I have to say, hearing this live is so great.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to play 2 weeks. It's Grizzly Bear. Thank you for getting back together and playing a show just for us.
Bless you.
At the Shrine. It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
Love all the day.
it's never enough. Tastes like the whole ocean. Exit stage left. What might be the end? Showbiz, showbiz. In the fog, the flood begins on a lark. There misty silhouettes. Guess that's showbiz. Guess that's hurt. Was it just showbiz?
You know who's on fire right now? Is Hayley Williams from Paramore.
So good.
I know you're a big fan. Yeah. I think I saw, so she's got a solo album out, which is called Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. That's a brand new song called Showbiz. I think I saw, so she announced a tour. She had to add more dates because of demand.
Oh.
That's right, demand.
That's tough, huh? They're demanding this. Oh, okay.
Hayley Williams just got nominated for 4 Grammys. Best Alternative Music Album she's nominated for that record. Also, Best Rock Song, Best Alternative Music Performance, and Best Rock Performance.
Nice. Wow.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty cool there,
very,
Jay.
Very, very.
It's Friday on a Friday. Happy weekend.
Oh, no kidding. These weeks are blending together as one whole day, it feels like sometimes.
I hope it's raining tomorrow morning when we can sleep in and listen to the rain.
All the best. I love that.
So you wanted to play some Deftones.
I did.
Wrap on about that.
You know, I got into them probably mid to late 90s, their Adrenaline record, which came out in 95, I believe. And that just changed my life. And then when White Pony came out, you're just like, what?
It just hit its 25th anniversary.
Right.
I think in June. It came out in 2000.
Yes.
Can you believe 2000 was 25
no,
years ago?
No, I can't. But, I mean, this. So because of that, like that, this record was game-changing for them. Just it was just like they were amazing after that, and they just exploded. And so anyways, tip of the cap to you guys. Love you.
Tip of the cap, my dear Deftones.
You're amazing live, too. Thank you for always putting on a great performance.
This is the song Teenager. It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a
Friday.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Your arms, and you pour
Teenage Dads and Boyfriends. It is Friday on a Friday. On a Friday.
Whoa.
Does anyone realize that our name... So we named this program Friday on a Friday because Jason's last name is actually Friday. Jason Friday. But Radiohead's first band name was On a Friday.
Isn't that wild?
We're like even cooler than we ever imagined.
So much meaning, just like, whoa.
Radiohead's first show in Italy was earlier today. I haven't seen any been too busy looking, haven't looked on the internets to see what they played.
But we will.
But we sure will, and we will report back. Looking forward to the shows in Copenhagen, my friends. Not only do we have, you can get mad at this, but we have our 9-foot Christmas tree already up, decorated.
Big deal. Yep.
And we also have a train that goes around the tree for the first time in my life, and it's amazing, and it makes noises, and steam comes out of it, and
yes.
I don't know why we haven't done this a long time ago.
They make it so easy to just get a train whenever you'd like.
Yeah. Put a train under that tree, friend. By the way, if you had any event that you're going to this weekend, I just see everything is canceling because of rain and potential thunderstorms. We were supposed to go to the Smart List podcast live at the Hollywood Bowl tomorrow night, canceled.
Right, I know, I'm sad.
I know 818 Brewing had an event tomorrow. They had to cancel. A Purposeful Rescue had a rescue event. Take it easy out there. Be careful, and also just double check any of your plans. So you're not driving all that way, and it's not even happening.
I know.
But it could be a good weekend to kind of chill and take some time for yourself, which I always say is a great thing.
It is.
Meditate, do some yoga, some
Please.
Stretching.
We'll be doing it all.
Yes. Make some soup.
Ooh.
Okay. Before we take off, Mookie's on deck. Okay. We got the Matt Pinfield Show on from 4 to 6. I thought I pulled this one for you because this song came out 38 years ago today. What a crazy anniversary.
That is unbelievable.
Did you bring your dancing shoes?
I did.
Ani, if you're listening, she works at the station, please dance along with us.
Oh, man.
Come into the studio. We'll have a dance party.
So good.
Okay, until next time, my pretty, stay safe out there with all the rain. The rain's going to be going on for... It seems like for many, many days,
yeah.
Pretty unusual.
Yeah, we don't get enough of it, so really, be careful.
Yeah. All right, it's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1.